Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Roar and Score, the podcast trivia game where you roar out your answers and keep track of your score. Tally your score on a piece of paper, count on your fingers, I don't care if you tattoo your score on your forehead for every point you get. Keep track whichever way works for you. I am the Quizzard and I am your host. And I know what you're wondering, does the Quizzard have magical powers? Yes, I do. But they're mainly to do with reading trivia questions out loud. I can also control snails though, rarely comes in handy. Roar and Score is scored out of a possible 35 points, but barely anyone's broken the big 2-0 yet, so don't be aiming for full points, aim to beat your high score or beat the people around you. There'll be 20 single point questions for the first round, a question that's so hard it's silly worth 5 points, a bonus game for up to 5 points, and a game that we play throughout the first round of questions worth 5 points as well. This episode's game is called Alliterated Answers, and it's very simple. All you need to do is count all of the answers that begin with a certain letter. This week, the letter is P, so at the end of the round, I'll ask you how many answers starting with the letter P there were, and if you get it right, you get 5 points. Remember to listen out for answers starting with the letter P. Round 1 starts now. Question 1. In a deck of playing cards, which card comes first alphabetically? It's the Ace of Clubs. Question 2. Who was John Lennon married to when he died? Yoko Ono. If you want to laugh, go listen to one of her live performances. Question 3. Who is the author of the science fiction novel Dune? Frank Herbert. Question 4. To disclose a secret or to gossip can be known as spilling the what? Spilling the beans. Question 5. Which band from Byron Bay in Australia named their band after the street they often practiced on? It's Parkway Drive. Question 6. The direct neighbours of Vietnam are China, Cambodia, and which other country? Laos. Question 7. How many tentacles do 9 octopuses have? Who doesn't love fun maths? The answer is 72 tentacles. Question 8. Yellow fever is transmitted by which type of organism? Mosquitoes. Question 9. What dinosaur name means a covered lizard? The Stegosaurus. Question 10. Yellow-eyed penguins native to New Zealand are also known by what Maori name? Hoiho. Question 11. In internet circles, to trick a person into listening to the song Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley is also known as a what? A Rickroll, I guarantee everyone under 15 got that one. Question 12. In 1961, who was the first man to orbit the Earth? Yuri Gagarin. Question 13. Which vitamin's main function is to regulate the absorption of calcium from the foods we eat? Vitamin D. Question 14. Which football team defeated the Philadelphia Eagles to win the 2023 Super Bowl? The Kansas City Chiefs won 38-35. Question 15. Originally identified as a cluster of pneumonia of unknown origin, the first cases of COVID arose in Wuhan, China, in which month and year? It was in December 2019. Feels like a long time ago now. Question 16. Which well-known magic duo hosts the television show Fool Us? Penn and Teller. Highly recommend. Question 17. What legendary form does the cartoon character Goku take on to defeat the villain Frieza? He becomes a Super Saiyan. I tried to turn Super Saiyan so many times as a little kid with very little success. Question 18. What is the national animal of Ukraine? It is the European bison. I'll give you just bison if you guess that. Also known as a zuber if you guess that. Well done. Question 19. Finish the lyric from Tainted Love. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. What's next? It is, take my tears and that's not nearly all. If you didn't sing that answer, we are never going to be friends. Last question, question 20. What is the name of the main protagonist in the Halo series of video games? It's Master Chief. That ends our first round of questions, but did you remember we're playing alliterated answers? We were listening out for answers that started with the letter P. Now's the time to lock in your answer or your complete guess. How many answers started with the letter P? It was only two. It was Parkway Drive and Penn and Teller, both started with P. 5 points to you if you got it right. Coming up next is the really, really stupidly hard question and also the bonus game for the day. Today's bonus game is called The Bus. It's a game of 100% luck. So if you're really lucky but not very skillful, just like anyone who ever beats me in backgammon, this round is for you. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Hope you didn't miss me too much. Don't worry though, now's the time for the trivia question that's so hard that it's really quite silly and a little bit scary. Alright, a hard question coming up. This one's worth 5 points. Here it is. Which 2 months are named for mortal men and who were they named for? You get a little bit of extra time to lock in your answer for this one since it's a long answer. Alright, the 2 months are July and August, and they were named after Julius and Augustus Caesar. There's no half points for the hard question, you've got to get it all or nothing. Well done if you did, 5 points to you. Alright, that means it's time for the bonus game of the day. This game's called The Bus, and you'll either understand straight away why it's called that, or you'll probably never know. This is a game based on a lot of luck. I've got a deck of cards here, and I'll ask you 5 questions about the cards that I pull out of the deck. Each question's worth 1 point. The first question will be, what colour is it? You probably don't want to hear me explain all of the rules twice, so I'm just going to explain as I go. The bus starts now. Okay, I've pulled the first card. The question is it red or black? What colour is the card? It's the Three of Hearts, so it's red. Next question is higher or lower? Do you think it's higher or lower than the Three of Hearts? You can also guess the same if you're very brave. It's the Five of Diamonds, so it's higher. All right, next question is in between or out between? If you think it's somewhere between 3 and 5, including 3 and 5, then you say in between. If you think it's outside of those two numbers, you can say out between. It's the Seven of Hearts, so it is out between. Next question, getting harder now, is which suit is it? Is it spades, clubs, diamonds, or hearts? I've pulled the Six of Diamonds. Last question is the hardest of them all. Not the suit, what is the value of the card? Is it a 2, a 7, a jack? Lock in your answers. It was the Queen of Diamonds, so it was a queen. Well done if you said that. You get 1 point for every answer you got right in that round. And if you got 5 points, it's time to go buy yourself a lottery ticket. That is it for this episode of Roar and Score. Remember, if you find me on Instagram or Facebook and send me your name and score, I'll give you a shout out at the end of the episode. I've heard from lots of people again this week, and I've discovered that episode 3 was the hardest episode we've done so far because no one's cracked the 20 mark for the first time. I've heard from Rick, who scored 12 points, well done Dad, Laura, who scored 11, Ren, our current reigning champ, who scored 16 points, Christy scored 11, Eliza scored 12 points and she was very excited to finally beat her boyfriend Jason, who only got 8, Sam got 13 points, Pat scored an amazing 6 points, Michaela scored 14 points and Dave scored 16 points. Remember to find the Roar and Score Trivia Podcast on Instagram or Facebook to send me your score and you'll get a big prize in the form of me saying your name on a very obscure trivia podcast. See you next week.